I would like to welcome you all here this morning to Manassas National Battlefield Park. The battle that is fought here in July of 1861, the First Battle of Bull Run, or Manassas, whichever you tend to refer to it as, with this really being the first major land battle of the American Civil War, it will differ greatly from many of the later battles that would be fought, such as the Battle of Gettysburg, which occurs in the summer of 1863. I think it's very safe to say that by the time the Battle of Gettysburg is fought, almost 2 years into the war, that the armies, these soldiers, now had a pretty good understanding of what was expected when they went into battle. By the time of Gettysburg, these soldiers should now realize that when they go into battle, there's a very good chance that they would be wounded, or even worse, they would be killed in the course of the action. However, here at Manassas in the summer of 1861, the beliefs that the armies would have some 2 years later at Gettysburg are for the most part non-existent. What they believe here at Manassas is that this war will be very short, perhaps just lasting a couple of months, or perhaps there would only be one large climactic battle, pretty much deciding the fate of the United States of America. And with that type of thinking in mind, both sides also believe this would be a relatively bloodless affair, meaning there would be very little in the way of loss of life. And for those soldiers that would die in battle, most believed it would be with a bullet through the heart and that they would die instantly on the field of honor, suffering no pain whatsoever. More than anything else, as a result of the battle here in 1861, it would be this nation's loss of innocence. It would be here on these fields that we will have a chance to walk a little bit this morning, that the naive misconceptions the United States had about this coming Civil War would be obliterated in the dirt, death, and devastation of battle of the 21st of July, 1861. Now, why the armies would converge on Manassas in the summer of 1861 is because of a rail junction, which is located just about 5.5 miles south of us, where you would find the current town of Manassas, Virginia. Now, in 1861, the town of Manassas, Virginia does not yet exist. All you really have there is the rail junction, the Manassas Junction. There's maybe a half a dozen buildings surrounding that railhead. If you wanted to say there's a station stop, it's really nothing more than a wooden platform about 75 yards in length. So it's a very nondescript location on the map, but a relatively significant one because of these railroads. Of the two armies, whichever possesses Manassas Junction, they would then possess the possibility of controlling a good portion of rail transportation throughout the entire state of Virginia. Now, realizing that importance, the Confederate Army, by June of 1861, positions just over 22,000 soldiers here at Manassas Junction under the command of General P.G.T. Beauregard. Now, when General Beauregard arrives here at Manassas, rather than keeping the bulk of the Confederate Army tightly packed around the railroads, he would position most of his troops along a stream called Bull Run, where the battle will take one of its two names. The creek itself is just about a mile east of us, and that today is roughly where you see the tree line off in the distance, the tree line here on the far horizon. Now, by the 21st of July, by the day of the battle, the Confederate Army is making an attempt to protect about an 8 mile stretch of the creek. They will extend all the way from a point on Bull Run known as the Stone Bridge. The bridge is also about a mile east of us, pretty much a mile directly out in front of where we're standing right now. And the bridge would mark the left end or the left flank of the Confederate line along Bull Run. And then from there, the Confederate positions would extend southward away from you to your right for about 8 miles to what is known as Union Mills. Now, in between Union Mills downstream and then Stone Bridge up here in front of us, there are roughly 7 major crossing points on Bull Run, crossing points that the Confederate Army believed the Union Army would utilize if and when they advanced out of Washington, D.C., with the intention of capturing the junction here at Manassas. Now, as the Confederates continued their preparations here at Manassas Junction, the Union Army is just 25 miles to the east in the city of Washington, D.C. It's an army numbering about 35,000 men under the command of General Irvin McDowell. And for General McDowell, he is under a lot of pressure to quickly march his army out of the city, and then hopefully by the end of the summer, he would be in some type of position to capture the Confederate capital of Richmond, Virginia, hopefully bringing about the very rapid end of the war that everybody believes there is going to be. By mid-July, the Union Army is ready to march. About 2 o'clock in the afternoon on the 16th of July, 1861, those 35,000 men of the Union Army began what would be a 2-day march from Washington, D.C., out as far as the town of Centerville, Virginia. Centerville's just about 5.5 miles east of us. However, as the Union Army departs Washington, a number of soldiers commented that the men were constantly laughing and joking among themselves, and that soldiers were breaking from the ranks by the dozens to go off and pick blackberries from the surrounding fields. Well, after 2 days of marching, the Union Army does begin to arrive out in the town of Centerville, Virginia on the 18th of July. General McDowell, he would also arrive there on the 18th, It is at that point, though, that McDowell is informed of the strong Confederate positions here along Bull Run. So the general will now make a decision. Rather than continue the advance of the Union Army from Centerville on towards Manassas Junction, McDowell will hold his force in the town for two additional days. He's now taking time to reorganize his plan of attack to deal with the Confederate positions here along Bull Run. However, while the Union Army is reorganizing here in Centerville, the Confederate Army here at Manassas Junction is becoming much larger. Over the same two-day period, the Confederates will utilize the rail system in and out of Manassas Junction, and they will shift 11,000 additional soldiers from the Shenandoah Valley. The Shenandoah Valley is about 65 miles west of us. The troops that will be brought by rail from the Shenandoah, they will arrive here at the junction in time to participate in this battle on the 21st of July. So when the two sides actually come together in this fight, they would now be relatively even in size. Morning of the 21st of July, 1861, you'll still have the 35,000 men of the Union Army around Centerville, Virginia, but now resting along Bull Run and here at Manassas Junction, Confederate forces are numbering close to 34,000. Of the major land battles that will be fought during the American Civil War, this is by far one of the more evenly matched of any that will be contested during the four-year period. Now, to get a better idea of how the battle will actually unfold, and then move on to Henry Hill, where we are standing this morning, we'll take a short walk out to the Jackson Monument, which, as I mentioned before, will give you the best overall view of the entire battlefield of 1861.